you've always got to start, you've always got to lay the edge to meet the water for a start. And you must clean him out, not where you start, where you begin. You want to go so far down and clean him out that way, the same side as you cut your bleachers. Otherwise, you clean him out and nick your bleacher on the underside. You understand?
Yes.
You'll die. Well, probably it will. Well, you'll lose your job, most likely. And then when you've cleaned him out, you put what you call your ditch bank. You know what that is?
Well, just tell us again, would you please?
Ditch bank. The ditch is the water running. And that's the bank up from the ditch to the butt, what you call the butt of the edge. You fill the butt of the edge up, you know, with the turf and the soil, you know, to make it look. Because probably it's all trod down, probably it isn't that much.
Yes.
Not any.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then there's a platform for your edge, and that makes the work fill the eye.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then you lay your bleachers to the best advantage.
Yes.
And then your stake, huh? Uh-huh. You put your stakes in, well, we'd say 2 foot. Six. It doesn't look well, too many or too little. You could tell by the stroke, the slopes of them.
Uh-huh.
Now you must slope them to meet your thorn.
How do you get the water away?
Well, the ditch takes that.
The ditch takes that.
The way to his scope, the water feed.
The ditch, I said. Well, the ditch or the ditch, you could.
You see, all these edges, they look on the flat or some way or other, but there's always, most generally, a way for the water to run.
Yes.
When you come to the place, there's most generally, if it's a wet ditch, some ditches are dry, good. But they're most all got a way for the water.
Uh-huh.
There's a drainage, most in all places.
A natural
drainage.
And if there wasn't a natural drainage, what had you to do?
Well, if there was no natural drainage and it was wet, there'd be no edge. It'd be just as... It chooses its own.
Yes.
Like all those old moors for Cheshire. If ever you've been there, I've never been there much, but I've heard talk on them, but there are no edges, you know, grow. Because there's no drainage. You see, but up amongst these here hills, there's generally a slope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in most places, all down the Severn Valley, rather, there's a slope in all those.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to look, there's a slope in most all the areas.
We must look more carefully in future and see.
Well, you'll find out that there's a slope in most.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But you always lay your stuff to meet the water, you know, so that it must have its head uphill.
Uh-huh.
A place where, you know, won't do no good if you place it down. You must, any growing plant must have his head, uphill.
Well, now, could you tell us how you make stacks right from the very beginning? You do call them stacks here, not ricks, do you?
Stacks, generally.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you have stacks and stack here. Wonder what? What is your word for that? Where do you put the stacks? In the what?
In the stackyard.
That is the proper name, yes. I think, a stackyard.
Well, would you tell us, please, how you make a stack? Right?
Well, before you begin the stack, you should have the stack bottom. It should be just rows, you know, with the soil. Not in all. Your own natural sense would tell you not to put it in all. It must be just rows with earth to start. Then you'll put your stack bottom. A bit of brushy wood is best if you've got it, if not a straw or edge brushing, anything. But it wants to be just above the level, you see, as if there is in water, a lot of water, if you were in all of it, it'd soak under. And then when you begin your rick, you want to begin in the center. So is your produce. Is like that all the way up the stack, not down in, must be on the rise. And in every bit of damp, as you know, it's green from the middle. Well, when when you get up, the nearer you get up to these, and bring it out a little wee bit wider.